Thursday morning in Chicago, the newspapers blared headlines so huge I thought Mussolini had invaded Ethiopia again. What happened? Cubs had lost their first game of the National League playoffs, 3-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cub manager Lou Piniella had removed his best pitcher, Carlos Zambrano, after just 85 pitches to be replaced by his best relief pitcher. Sports reporters, commentators, and hosts didn't just question Mr. Piniella's decision. They said...
It's the most bonehead move since Napoleon invaded Russia. This is the biggest outrage since the Dred Scott decision.
As I was saying, but this is what a lot of sports coverage has become. Two or more guys who look like they'd get winded just reaching for a burrito, barking bromides and exclamation points back and forth, back and forth. I don't think Tom Friedman or Doris Kearns Goodwin looks quite so smug about analyzing policy.
Zambrano was cruising.
Yeah, but the Cubs weren't hitting.
Piniella was looking ahead to the fourth game. Nudnik, Numbskull, Milosevic.
And how many World Series have you been in?
I've watched them all on TV.
See how easy this is? Now, I'm among those fans who believe that sports are worth caring about, even being passionate about. But I think a lot of sports coverage has become just pure wind and
bluster. That's
insane.
Did you forget to take your Prozac? I believe deeply in everything I say. What was I saying?
I think they're imitating us sports fans. Look, I think I finally figured out this week why this kind of bombast and swagger works best with reporters and columnists, not old athletes who become commentators. Former athletes have been professionals. They know how to play with intensity, but also perspective. Professionals get traded from team to team, town to town. They want to win a World Series, a Super Bowl, or the World Cup. Winning is their livelihood and even their identity. But a genuine pro knows that any single skinny monk protesting the military regime in Burma displays more real courage, fire, and intensity than any millionaire athlete. The decisions people like the monks make to be brave, whatever the risks, those are worth getting a little demonstrative about.
Hey, not fair, not fair. Don't pull those monks on me.
Okay, maybe it's a stretch.
A stretch? Taking out Zambrano was a stretch. I'd trade Piniella straight up for Aung San Suu Kyi.
Yeah, but would she start a rookie behind the plate like Piniella did?
My point exactly. Whatever it was. Yourself. This is NPR News.